And now FC United with Cunliffe on the ball. Cunliffe, back it goes to Fields. Fields now on the halfway line to Cork. Cork, though, under pressure, loses out. And now it's a two-pronged attack from Chorley. A shot comes in and it's just beyond Chloe Ainsworth. And it was a great finish there from Sophie Flynn. And Paul, we said about how quickly Chorley can break and how, you know, FC United, I think we're aware of that throughout the first half. There, we lose out. They sprang forward, and that was a devastating finish, really, from Flynn.
That was probably one of the first times we've actually pushed players forward in advance of an attack, and lost the ball on halfway and got picked off, and good finish by Flynn, to be fair.
Well,
good strike.
7 minutes played of this second half, and it's been a close affair, this one, and that was really the first proper clear-cut chance from either side, and, well, a great finish from Flynn. Cara Fields wins the ball back and keeps the ball in play. Does remarkably well in such a tight space. Cara Fields brings the ball out. Remarkable. Here is Richardson now. A long ball over the top for Bailey to chase onto. Bailey's been... she's got this ball back. Bailey! Oh, and Bailey scores! Bailey scores out of absolutely nothing, really, Paul, with 14 minutes left to play. And I think credit has to go to Jordan Bailey for her persistence there. She had two purple shirts blocking her off from that ball. But also, Cara Fields, remarkable to get this ball with the touchline in play and three purple shirts around her. She gets the ball out. It was amazing.
Bailey should never have won that ball against two bigger players around her. But sheer persistence won her the chance to get the shot in. And all of a sudden, the women are back on terms and there's still 14 minutes to go.
Fields to Chambers. Chambers, it's a give and go with Fields, but Fields I was stretching to get to that ball, and now this looks very, very dangerous from Chorley. 4v3 out to the right hand side, the ball comes. Chelsea Patient moving over. Oh, that looked like handball.
No, says the ref.
And the linesman's flag stays down. And Chelsea Patient loses out over on the byline, checks inside. Oh, and is that going to be a penalty?
That's
not
a penalty.
That wasn't a penalty, but I think it looked like handball. But we're on the blind side, weren't we, though, Paul? But
if they lose, they'll...
Yeah, they'll come back to that. Chambers, Richardson. Richardson infield. Going one way, going another. There's players out left. One of them's Chambers. Chambers still with the ball. Dips the shoulder. Shot comes in. Oh, it's gone in! The goalkeeper left it. And with 5 minutes left, Chambers scores.
Well,
2-1. Paul, from a controversial penalty shout to a goal, maybe the winning goal. What do you think?
Well, it looks like for the second week running, the captain has rescued her side and found a winning goal. And this is going to be disputed, I'm sure. But
well, the thing is, Paul, is that it was right in front of the assistant over on the far side.
Yeah.
And the assistant clearly shook her head and said no.
Yeah.
So,
but that was a goalkeeping error, I'm afraid, we have to say.
The goalkeeper left it. Well, 5 minutes left. 4 minutes left. Plus stoppage time. Can FC United get through to the first round proper of the FA Cup?